There's a pent-up interest in, I suppose, getting out there again and sort of people meeting up with one another. And I suppose it's, in the past we ran this particular event and we called it the Energy and Agriculture Show, but we've actually broadened it out now to include energy and diversification, or we call it the Energy and Farm Business Show. So a lot of interest in it, and there's a lot of organisation in it, which I suppose three different events happening at one time and three different marquees and a lot of action on the day. The energy area in its own right has been very important over the last number of years, and it's just been highlighted in recent months with the situation in Ukraine, and energy prices are creeping up quite significantly to a point that people are finding it unaffordable in many situations, and a lot of farmers, especially on their farms and their businesses, are trying to insulate themselves against increasing prices of electricity and heating oil and gas prices. So I suppose whether you're in the pig, the poultry sector, or if you're in a dairy farmer where a fair bit of energy is being used in the production of the milk or in the piglets or in the case of the poultry, there's a lot of energy being used there. And if they can negate that in some way by using energy efficient techniques or looking at energy efficient technologies on their farm, that's a big bonus and a win for them in terms of improving their profitability, because it's only those that make the move to more energy-efficient technologies that will be more competitive going forward, because energy prices are going to rise even more. And I suppose on the diversification side then, there's a lot of farmers who are looking at doing something else with their land, diversifying into new different areas. So we have a lot of talks on the day, John, about developing a business plan, and we have the LEO and Tipperary very involved in the day, looking at areas like business planning, giving good advice. You know, a lot of people are asking, especially at this point in time, about setting up lamping and camping on their farm and offering that type of facility. A big question is always around planning. What do I have to do to keep planners satisfied within a local or regional area?